Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and I have been helping gardeners, Florida gardeners, for about 25 years. And, you know, Better Lawns and Gardens has been on for 34 years with the great Tom McCubbin. And, you know, we're just going to have a great day today. Lots of information to give you, lots of exciting news. And so, Lizzie, good morning. You're back.
Good morning. Yeah, they kicked me out of the Yankee States, and they were just like, get back down there to the South. We can't handle that accent. And I was like, okay.
Well, Guy did a great job producing the show. It was a perfect show.
Yes, he is stupendous.
He is, so I'm really glad. So I'm going to have to find out what you and Shrek did, you know. So was the weather good?
It was perfect. I guess I heard that it's been dry and they've had horrible humidity until we got up there. And then it was like perfect. It was like 60s, 70s, 80s. And then as we were going out and we were waving goodbye to everybody, then it started raining. So I was like, good. You guys needed this.
And I'm leaving, so you can have it.
You can have it.
Well, I will tell you that we have been getting a lot of rain this week and a lot of lightning storms. And so I love thunder and lightning and storms. I'm a pluviophile. And so that's someone who loves rain and mm-hmm. storms. And so it was good. You know, we're going to get today in Brevard County, Volusia County, down further south from Brevard, about 2 inches of rain today. And, you know, that those areas have been really dry in Osceola. Orange County has been a little bit dry. And so we're down for the month. But I have to tell you that Daytona Beach usually gets about 5 inches, 6 inches of rain in the month of August. And they've gotten less than 3 inches this month.
Whoa.
So, yeah, so we're needing the rain. Orlando usually gets between 6 and 7 inches of rain, and we've only gotten 5 inches of rain. And Melbourne, you guys over there, get usually between 5 and 6 inches of rain, and you've only gotten 3 inches of rain. So we're going to make it up this weekend and, you know, next week, 50% chance every week, or I mean every day next week. And so just, you know, one of the things I need to tell is go ahead and turn off your irrigation systems. But also, too, we're going to be getting some rain, and that's what we desperately need for the aquifer. So we need that. No hurricanes in sight, knock on wood. And so it's all good. I have to tell you that this is time of the year to be planting your tomatoes and peppers and eggplants. We have about one more month of really hot weather and then a warm month in October. So it's okay to still be planting seeds right now. And the easiest to plant are tomatoes and peppers and eggplants. They love this type of weather. So some of my favorites are Best Boy tomatoes, Roma's, Beefsteak, and Cherokee Purple. And Tony and my favorite peppers are anchos, bananas, cowhorns. Have you ever had a cowhorn, Lizzie?
Probably, but I didn't realize I was eating it.
Yeah, no, cowhorns are delicious, and they're very prolific. They just get a really great harvest from them. And then chili peppers, and then the habaneros, and the sweet Marconis. If you've ever wanted to try a new pepper, try the sweet Marconis. And then, of course, our usual poblanos. So that was good. What are you growing out there? What is growing in your garden, whether it's vegetables or, you know, fall annuals or fall perennials? Give me a call or you can text me while you're what you're growing this month. Remember to have a perfect text and call. We need your name and city. Lizzie and I would love to hear from you. So I would love that. We're going to have a great show today. This morning, the first hour, we're going to be taking your calls. I've got a lot of emails to provide information to, and we have and they emailed the website, which is betterlawns.com, and then they also emailed me to on my personal email, teresa.watkins@live.com. And so that's really cool. We also are going to be talking about curb appeal. If you've ever tried to sell your home, you know that that's one of the first things that people will notice,
right?
In the first like 2 seconds. And
oh, so, of course, yes.
And so we're going to be talking in the second hour to Jim Putnam. He is with HortTube Channel, HortTube.com, and he's phenomenal. He has so much experience. He's had nurseries. He's been a grower. He's had his own garden center.
Oh, wow.
He's a horticulturist, landscape designer. I mean, he's got such great information, but he's also got great videos. And so we're going to be talking to him today about herb, about curb appeal, not herb appeal. Herb appeal would work because
yes,
of herbaceous plants, right?
Yes.
So I think I need more tea. And so so we're going to be talking about that this morning. I have to tell you that I met Peterson's nursery, Howie Peterson, and it was such a great meeting. We went to the landscape show.
Okay.
Did you know that that nursery's been around for 90 years? Three generations?
I've heard the name most of my life, but I didn't know it was that, had been the, that's, I love that. I love that they're keeping it in the family,
they're
too.
They're keeping it in the family, and they are, you know, they've got a wonderful nursery. They have a workshop today, which is repotting orchids. It's the last time of the year. They're going to have this workshop, so it's going to be today at 9 o'clock at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, and you can go there, and I'll give you more information. And let me see right here. I got the address for it right here, 2184 County Road 540. And 2184 County Road 540, that's Peterson Nursery and Garden Center. You can bring your lawn chair, and they will repot your orchids and teach you how to do it. It's the last workshop of the year. And so I appreciate them. They are sponsors of our show in Lakeland, and they're just a great organization. So I appreciate them. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand. And online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Are you getting the internet speed you need? The state of Florida has launched an anonymous statewide study of broadband speeds with a free internet speed test. The results of the study will help guide investments to improve broadband speeds around our state. To take the test and measure your connection speed, visit fasterflorida.org. That's fasterflorida.org to take the state's official internet speed test.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.
That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad that you're here. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and you can give me a gardening question, or we can talk about what tomatoes and peppers you're growing, or what other varieties of vegetables you have in your garden. I would love to hear from you, and Lizzie will take your call and put you right on the board. So this summer, I was able to get a beautiful, actually, I bought three, Hollywood hibiscus. And if you've never seen them, Hollywood hibiscus, then you are missing a gorgeous tropical plant. This is a hibiscus that is just, it has a range of different colors. There's a lot of celebrities, Hollywood stars in it. And I posted a photo of my Hollywood hibiscus, and you can see the flower is bigger than my hand.
It's huge.
It's huge, isn't it? And the color is so intense.
Beautiful.
That's not filtered. And this is grown by J. Berry Nursery. And you can go on to HollywoodHibiscus.com to get them. But the Hollywood hibiscus, it grows in, you know, zones 9 to 11 all year round, but you can grow it up north and in the colder zones by keeping it in a pot. So it's a great plant to do that. It blooms all year round. It takes full sun or 6 or more hours of sunlight a day. And I will tell you, I have mine in the shade and they are blooming wonderfully. Partial shade, I have to say. And so zones 9 is perfect. 10, 11, it is perfect. And it only gets to be 4 feet tall by 5 feet wide. So, you know, you see these huge hibiscus that get 8, 9 feet tall. This one doesn't do that, but it stays nice and thick and full. So I am so pleased with it, and it's so beautiful. I just have to go for them. Let's go to Jim in Daytona Beach. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, hi, Teresa. Well, I saw your picture for the first time on Facebook. You know, you're really cute.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I look better on the radio. I'm just going to have to tell you that.
Okay. I'm kind of wondering, you said that rainfall was down and everything. When I walk around Daytona Beach, the big trees are just full blooming green, and I'm thinking, where do they get their water from, and how can I get it?
I understand that totally. So do you know how many inches of rain you received?
No, I don't. But when I look up in the sky, it seems like the clouds come right to the border of our county, and then the ocean stops it.
Yeah.
There's nothing above.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah. Where are the trees getting their water and nutrients from?
Well, so the trees, and the plants that you see, they get their water and their nutrients from deeper down in the ground. And so tree roots, depending on what type of tree it is, you know, they have a wide scope of established roots. So they're not going to need it as often as a plant that needs, that doesn't have an established root system or gets watered too much. These trees are, you know, established based on rainfall.
Yep.
And if they don't get it for 3 to 4 weeks, that's okay. They will, you know, thrive, or they'll survive through it. But it's something that we definitely do need to have them. And you probably don't see some of the, you know, little tips or the ends of the branches that the leaves have kind of stopped. And trees stop producing when they don't get enough rain. So they're probably just sitting there waiting for the next rainfall to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get up there and look that close. Okay. So how do I tap into this water supply?
Well, do you live on the beach, or how close do you live to the beach?
I'd say about a mile from the ocean, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know of anybody that has a well here, but.
Right. No. Well, that's the thing, is that if you don't have an irrigation system, you just have to wait until you get the rainfall, or you can hand water supplementally. But we do get about an inch of rain usually during the week. It's just been really weird this year. June, we didn't hardly get anything at all. So hopefully this week you'll get some, Jim.
I think, yeah, my marine barrels are full now, but the garden's over.
I can understand that. Well, thank you so much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa.
All right. Bye. How great that they call in and give us their experiences. I love that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And you answered the question that I'm sure quite a few other listeners were wondering about.
So you can call in 1-888-455-2967 and you can give us a call. And Karen or Howie texted and said, yes, this is the last chance this morning to get your orchids repotted at Peterson's Nursery, 2184 East. Let me see if that's the same one. Yeah, 2184 East County Road 540 for Peterson Nursery. And they have a whole bunch of other more plants. Gorgeous. They were at the landscape show hunting down new finds. And so it's an experience to go there. So please do support local. That's what I believe in, you know, support local and help your community. So I've got an email from Hill in Tallahassee, and he emailed me before and I was able to help him with his weed problem. He said, thanks for the recommendation of triclopyr for the plant Wandering Jew. Once applied, the plants did not grow back like it did with Roundup. But now he has a new problem. He sent me photographs, two great new photographs, and he said, it looks to me to be crabgrass. There's a large patch in my daughter's front yard, and it's unsightly. He said he applied sedge ender twice that supposedly would kill it, but the first application was at the specified level, and the second one he did about 25% more. Neither one of them phased it. He said, is this crabgrass, and what can I apply to kill it in St. Augustine grass? So as to the crabgrass, it looks more like goosegrass to me, which is technically in the same family as crabgrass. But the reason why the herbicide didn't work well was probably because when temperatures are over 85 degrees, the weeds are stronger than the herbicide. Okay, especially when we don't get rainfall, the roots tend to dry up a little bit and not absorb as easily. So goosegrass is an annual summertime weed, Hill, and it's spread by seeds, and it's going to come back next year. The strength of the weeds is why it's not recommended to use herbicides in the summertime unless you want to kill everything. Because when we use herbicides that you could normally use on St. Augustine in the summertime, you're going to stress the St. Augustine out and possibly kill it, but the weeds are going to be there when it's all over. So what I suggest is you use a pre-emergent in the springtime to prevent summertime weeds, and then you can also follow label instructions as to timing if you need two applications to get rid of the weeds. Also, after you apply the herbicide, don't mow your grass. Okay, sometimes we just go, okay, we put down the herbicide and then we mow. But what happens is that the blades, the leaf blades that were going to absorb the herbicide are gone now. And so the weed did not get enough time to absorb the chemical. So just go ahead and, you know, don't cut your grass for 3 to 4 days. Go ahead or a week and then apply the herbicide, and then wait another week before you mow your grass. And then that means that it'll have time for the plant to absorb the herbicide. So it just needs time to work, and it may not have time to get to the roots if you mow it. So BioAdvance 3-in-1 Weed and Feed for southern lawns and BioAdvance Crabgrass Killer for lawns will work on it. So, Hill, that was a great gardening problem, and thank you so much for emailing it to me. Let's go to John in Ormond Beach. Good morning, John. How can I help you?
I have an olive tree, and it's not producing a lot of olives, and it's producing some, and I want to know what I can get to make it produce better and more olives.
Okay. How long has it been in the ground?
It's been in the ground for at least 4 to 5 years.
Okay. And how often do you fertilize it?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay. That's going to be the issue. Okay. So, you know, olive trees, anything that produces fruit, produces flowers, is deciduous, is younger than 7 years, is going to need to be fertilized on a consistent basis. So what I need you to do is every 3 to 4 months, I want you to use a slow-release fertilizer on it, okay?
Let me write this down. Excuse me.
Okay, no, that's all right.
Slow.
Release fertilizer. And that's any...
Release.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's any fertilizer that is a granule that slowly releases the fertilizer so it takes... So it lasts at least 30 days to 90 days to 120 days. Okay, and you got to do...
Slow release, granulize it.
Yes.
Granulizer, right?
Granule fertilizer.
Granular.
Okay, so you just go into a nursery and or into the box stores and say, I need a slow release fertilizer for fruit trees. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And do that every 3 to 4 months. And that's going to give the fertilizer the nutrition it needs to handle, you know, living here in Florida and then also producing roots, growing leaves, producing roots, and then also producing fruit.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, John, for listening. Let's go to Alice in Melbourne.
So you just go into a nursery and or into the box stores and say, I need a slow release.
Fertilizer? Yes, that's what I would do.
Hey, Alice?
Yes, hi. Oh, my. How are you, Teresa? Oh. Love your show. Love everything you say. It really helps to have someone that knows what they're doing in the garden. But I have quite a few hibiscus that are getting very, very high.
Okay.
I have cut them back a little bit, but I always hate to cut them back when they're blooming. So
all right. So, Alice, if you'll hang on, we got a hard break coming up, and I want to talk to you and about your hibiscus. So we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give us a call right after Alice, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we will take that. Can we tell Alice to shut her radio off?
Yep. Not a problem. And I love the fact that that everybody's calling in. They're interested in the hibiscus, and they got good questions about them.
I know. And so they're one of the, you know, most colorful and beautiful tropical plants we have in Florida. So I appreciate that. So we're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you are listening to the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. And if you'd like to give us a call, be 1-888-455-2967. And we will take your phone call. And if you can want to text us, like James and Merritt Island did, 23680.
And we had our wonderful listener, Alice from Melbourne. She called in. She had questions about hibiscus. She wanted to know, now she has some of them, they're blooming. And her first question is, should she cut them back while they're blooming? And her second question is some of her hibiscus are blooming and the other are not. They're in the same area. They have lots of sun, but she did say that she's only fertilizing them every 4 to 5 months.
Okay, so she's doing things correctly. So she is growing hibiscus in the full sun, and I'm sure they're getting enough water because Alice is really good about taking care of her yard. And so why some of them may be blooming and some may not is because they're plants, and they may be a different variety of hibiscus, so that you know, they're blooming at different times, or maybe not as much. But she wants to make sure that you know, Alice, you want to make sure that you are putting the same amount down. Follow the label instructions, and putting them down as this in the same amount and according to the time. So they may need, you know, fertilizer every 3 months. And if you're doing it every 4 to 5, then it's going without the nutrition that it may need. So, you know, also too, plants sometimes take vacations. And so, you know, from flowering. And so they may have produced abundantly a couple of months ago, and they're just kind of a little tired, and they're just going to wait a little bit before they put on. Now, do you need to cut them back now? August is the month that I cut back hibiscus so that they don't get to be really super tall. So if you have just a regular old-fashioned hibiscus, tropical hibiscus, that gets to be 8 to 9 to 10 feet tall, I've seen them that large, and you don't want it to, August is the perfect month to go ahead and cut them back, because it's 3 months before a really severe weather event like a freeze. And so cutting them back in August lets them produce more branches, more leaves, more flowers, and they get to be established or hardened off before the winter time. So good question, Alice. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Sandra in Groveland. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi. I have a problem here with a bush that has a little purple flowers.
Okay.
Remember what it's called. All of a sudden, this white, fuzzy stuff is growing. It's already killed the one plant. I looked this morning, and I have two other of these plants called, it's a G-A-U-R-A. They have beautiful pink flowers on them. Oh, my gosh. They have also now got this white, fuzzy stuff on them. And at first, the leaves fall, and then very quickly. And then the plant just plain dies.
Okay.
What do I do?
Well, you need to call me earlier before they die. Okay. And so.
on Wednesday.
and so you want to, so it sounds like it's scale. Okay. And so scale is that little white fuzzy. And what you need to use is a horticultural oil on it. Okay. And follow the instructions. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The scale is that fuzzy stuff that you see protects the insect inside that scale. So go ahead but I need to find out why you have the scale, because the scale, the insects, getting an insect and getting a disease happens for a reason. So I need to know, is this in full sun or shade?
Well, it gets the morning sun.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I don't know. It's underneath this huge three palm, I don't know, it's called the foxtail palm,
okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had one on each side of the bird bath.
Okay.
They were doing great, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay. What do I do?
How often do they get watered?
With the rain?
No, just how often do they get water?
Do I water them? Before we had rain, I was watering every other day because I had just put in all new plants in this whole area,
mm-hmm.
and didn't want them to die, because
okay.
I redid everything. And so, yeah.
Okay, so it may have been a little bit too much water, because when plants are under stress, they attract more insects. Or mm-hmm. they could have been there before you bought them. I don't know how long have they been in?
About 2 months.
Okay, so they're no longer new. Okay, yeah, so they got them after you bought them. So that's, you know,
okay.
One of the things is, so don't overwater, and you want to make sure that you're fertilizing on a regular basis and to keep them healthy. Okay, so
okay.
Go get some horticultural oil. Don't do it in the heat of the day. Do it in the early morning or late in the evening, you know, late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And you may need to use two applications, okay?
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Sandra. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so, I just had someone else said, sounds like mealybugs, white cotton. Yes, both of them, you know, white cottony mealybugs, it could be either or. The horticultural oil will work on both. So, you know, I'd love to see pictures if Sandra could send pictures and we can tell. But yeah, it could be mealybugs too as well. Horticultural oil will work. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I love people interacting. That's good. So we have Andy in Ormond Beach. Lizzie, a perfect text message.
Exactly.
He says, so if I have a hibiscus and I want a low hibiscus, I love that. Is it okay to prune the top 1/3? Yes, it is. Look to see if it has blooms on it and, you know, try and cut it after the blooms have faded, and then that's fine. But, you can cut it any time of the year. As far as with the flowering, it's not going to affect it. It just will not bloom for about a month to 6 weeks. But yeah, you can cut it by 1/3 right now. Not a problem. That's great. Thank you so much. So now I have Charlene in Claremont. She had a perfect garden email, and she tells me where she lived and what she has to do. So we will be getting to that text message about a Chickasaw plum. And
Chickasaw plum?
Isn't that fun to say? Chickasaw plum.
Is it edible?
Yes, it is edible.
Okay.
If you can get it from the birds, what? You know, before the birds get them,
oh,
you know.
Okay, and, you know. I'm not chasing birds down.
So we are going to be right back. More from Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
August, we want you to remember to keep children safe as we return to school. Always stop for stopped school buses and obey signals from crossing guards. Remain alert and do not use your cell phone in school zones. And remember that car seats and booster seats only work if they are used correctly every time. Do your part to help keep us safe on the roadways.
Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. For more important safety tips, visit flhsmv.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99. And add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news.
you can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you would like to give us your gardening question, you can give Lizzie a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we will do our best to respond. And so Charlene in Claremont sent a wonderful email. She said, we planted a Chickasaw plum tree 3 or 4 months ago, and the leaves are not looking so good. It seems to be growing with new leaves sprouting, but they eventually look like the photo attached. So she sent me great photos where I could see the ground and the top of the tree. And she said, we fertilized it and sprayed it twice with Immunox fungicide with no positive results. We thought it might be some sort of leaf rot due to fungus. We don't ever see any insects on it. We live in the Claremont area of Central Florida. Any suggestions for our poor tree? And so I just have to say thank you, Charlene, for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I love that you sent your email. You sent me great pictures of both the leaf and the entire tree. And so your Chickasaw plum has a bacterial leaf spot on it. And it's not a common problem for Chickasaw plums. These are native plum trees that are just wonderful in a native or natural landscape. And so they usually don't have a lot of issues. But it does seem that it is getting a fungal issue, and that could be because of either rain or over-irrigation and the time of day you're irrigating. So if so the good news is that the tree, the Chickasaw plum, is not going to die from the fungal disease, okay? Because it's going to start dropping its leaves any month now, and it's going to start doing that, and it's going to go dormant during the wintertime and then re-sprout again in spring. So if the fungus was on the tree when you sprayed the Immunox, that's not going to help. Fungicides are only preventative. They're not curative, which means that once you have the fungal disease, you just got to wait and let the tree dry out. Any fungicide you put on it is not going to help it. But you put the fungicide on it to help prevent any more issues. So I would just not spray it again. You don't need to. And here's what I want you to do, Charlene. I want you to create a larger mulched circular area around your tree, a diameter of about 4 feet wide. That's going to keep the grass from taking the nutrients and the water from the roots from the Chickasaw plum. So widen out your base so that that Chickasaw plum gets what it needs. Then I want you to mulch it with at least 3 inches of mulch. And then I need you to irrigate it if you need to water it after 6 a.m. in the morning. Okay, you don't want your plants being wet longer than 5 hours. And in Florida, with the rainfall, we can't help that sometimes because we get rain at night or we get rain in the late afternoon and it stays wet. But we don't need to acerbate the issue by irrigating, late at night, 3 o'clock in the morning. you know, that's not a good time to do it. Do it after 6 o'clock where the plant will dry off. Then I need you to fertilize in September with a balanced slow-release fertilizer and do it, depending on the label instructions, 3 to 4 times a year. Then next May, you want to apply a systemic fungicide to prevent any fungal issues you get. So you may need to apply it again in June or July, but do not spray anymore this time of the year. So you can use disease control for roses, flowers, and shrubs. That's bioadvanced. And that'll work on the tree too as well. So Charlene, thank you for a great email. And I really appreciate you, sending it to us. We love having that. So you can go onto our Better Lawns Facebook page, and we would love it. Lizzie and I would just really appreciate you liking the page and then also sharing our program with other of your friends and family members.
That's right, because sharing is caring, and what better way than to share these great ideas, what to do with their landscape, their lawns, and improve nature. Just do it.
Exactly. And it's, you know, something that, more and more people are moving into Florida, and they need to know how to protect our environment and also conserve our water. Right now, again, you know, if you're watering your lawn twice a week and you're getting rainfall on top of that, that's too much water. So every irrigation system, automatic irrigation system that is installed in Florida or that you have, has to have a mandatory shutoff device on it that shuts the water down when we've had enough rainfall. And so it should be set at about 1.5 inches. That's plenty of water during the week time for St. Augustine zoysia grass, established St. Augustine, established zoysia grass, and the other grasses, plus the rainfall. So just make sure that we are not overwatering. That's where we see most of our disease issues, is that people tend to think, it's Florida, it's hot, and I need to water often. That's not true. Your lawn should be able to go 1 week, 7 days, without any water or any irrigation. And if it can't, then you have a spoiled lawn, okay? And one of the best ways to tell if you need to water your turf is to walk across your St. Augustine, and if you turn around after 5 minutes, walk across it, wait a few minutes, turn around and look back. If you can see your footsteps in the grass, then you need to water. If the grass springs right back up again and you can't see where you walked, then you have, you don't need to water because the plant, the turf, has enough hydration in it that it doesn't need any more. It just springs right back up again. That means it's hydrated. So a really easy step to see if you need to irrigate. So what I suggest is during the summertime is shut your irrigation system down and turn it on only when you need to. And that's by walking across it and seeing your footprints. Real easy way to do that. If you would like to hear more of our Better Lawns and Garden shows, and you don't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, then you can go to our betterlawns.com website, and you can hear the shows there. Or you can go to audioboom.com. You can find Better Lawns and Gardens, and I have all the shows for the last 2 years with all the topics on there and photographs and links for everything that we talk about. And you can subscribe to it free of charge. They don't send you spam mail, and it will let you know when a show is uploaded so you can hear it at your convenience.
You can also download our free iHeartRadio app and search Better Lawns and Gardens, and you'll find it there too. So you can find it pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere.
Except for under a rock. That's probably the only other place we would not be there yet.
No, but I love rocks in Florida. So if you can find a rock, bring a rock back when you come home from vacation. That way you know where, you know, you have a rock from a different location and different state, and great memories there. So what should you be planting this time of the year? Well, vegetables. You should be planting cantaloupe, collards, corn, cucumbers, eggplants, lima beans, okra, pepper, pumpkins, snap beans, southern peas, squash, tomato, and watermelons. You can still be planting this time of the year. And we're going to be doing a big planting this weekend. And we're just going to be planting romas and beefsteaks. and all different kinds of peppers and cucumbers we're going to be planting.
Now, will the tomatoes bloom and be ready to harvest before we end up going into winter?
Well, the good thing is that yes, you know, by you know, if you get them in the ground this week, this is what you have to do before September, then there'll be plenty of time. You'll be harvesting tomatoes in November and December.
Good.
You know, and so that will be good. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Peterson Nursery, I met them this week, Howie and his staff. They are wonderful, and they are doing the last orchid repotting workshop of the year today. And so you want to get over there and take advantage of that. It is free to go to, and they do such a great job of educating.
I will save everybody from losing their orchids by not showing up and putting my killing orchids juju all over the place. So I will stay away and stay here in iHeartRadio and do my thing here.
Well, I will tell you, I'm really excited because I had wonderful blooms on my Phalaenopsis. And, you know, I let the stem, and now I have more blooms coming out of it, too, as well.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's doing really well. And you know what I do, Lizzie, to it?
What?
Ignore it.
Ah, see, that's my problem. I'm like, oh, it's going to be so pretty. And it's like, ha, ha, ha.
No, I just ignore it. So it's one of the easiest plants to grow, and it's one of the easiest plants to kill if you kill it with kindness. So
that's what I do.
Get over there to Peterson's Nursery and find out about that. Or you can give us a call with your gardening question. So you are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Lizzie, I have to talk about this when we come back in the second hour. Bromeliads, we've got West Nile virus in the state of Florida.
No.
And I have to tell you, it really upset me what they told people to do. I'm going to be talking
crazy
about that in the 8 o'clock hour there. We're going to also be taking your phone calls and your text messages. And we have the great Jim Putnam from HortTube.com coming up. And he's going to talk about curb appeal and what we can do for it. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to be right back. Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.